Hello.
Hi, is this Miriam?
It is. Is this Alex?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
How are you
I
doing
am at
today?
my computer. Oh, I'm fine. It's just
That's good. That's good.
the exception of my one com everything in my house is working except my one computer.
I went in. I mean, Matt told me a little bit about it, and I went and checked on your router. Everything. I see everything else connected. I just never saw that even that laptop even try to connect.
Right. And if I turn on my old Wi-Fi, which is DSL, it would cut, it comes up. I just turned it, he had me turn it off because I was working on my computer earlier today and needed to do something. So, yep. So, all right. So, what would you like me to do?
This is a like what window, what operating system is it on? Windows what, 8, 9?
I have no idea. Oh, he said Windows 10.
Those 10, perfect.
He said I am. That's what
No,
Matt
not yet.
said.
I trust that evaluation there. I just need to know makes it easier so I can troubleshoot a little better. That's what I want you to do. You have a search little search bar in your start menu at the very bottom, taskbar. You can just go to your network settings.
Yep, I'm going there now.
Lovely.
Okay, you want me to go to network internet? Come on. Okay. And it keeps turning my Wi-Fi off, by the way. So it says not Wi-Fi on. So what would you like me to do? Hit show available networks or?
Yeah, his show available networks, and you already know the name of the network, right? It should be the name you used before, right? From what I'm
Yep.
understanding.
Yeah, because the guy had me. Well, that's the funny thing is he had me change it to what I used to have it called, and it doesn't even show up. So I'm there now, and it's not even showing up.
Still not showing up.
Nope.
It's when you go into your advanced network settings, right? They go back to where you were for like network and internet, and then
Yeah.
you should see Wi-Fi, Ethernet, VPN, and at the very bottom it should show like advanced network settings.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Yep, it says Wi-Fi, Ethernet, dial-up, VPN.
So
Where do you want me to hit it?
hit advanced network settings. It should be on that same screen.
It is not.
No.
Oh, well. It said there's something that says under Wi-Fi it says manage. Nope. Hold on. Let me advance. Come on.
Is your Wi-Fi currently on?
That this computer connects to, you mean?
No, like, is the Wi-Fi on the computer on?
Yes. So you want me to go to, where do you want me to go?
Where are you right now? Are you still in that same area as yours before?
I'm in my settings. I'm in my settings.
So go to the Wi-Fi, and then go to.
I
Does
work
it
in
give you?
internet.
And then go to Wi-Fi, and you can.
Yep.
Does it give you an option to manage the known networks?
Yes.
Click that,
Okay.
and
And when I
then.
click there, I'm going through to see. It shows my network. When I go to that place, so it says, and so should I click on it?
Yeah, so you see what it says? Does it say at the end, forget network?
No. It says add a new network. So I'm where you told me to go to. It says Wi-Fi, and then it says manage known networks, add a new network, And it has all these networks, and then it's got my network that I'm trying to get onto. Should I click on that? Nowhere does it say that. At the very bottom, it says get help.
Okay, so click on the network that you're trying to get onto and tell me what it says from there.
It says properties or forget.
Click forget.
Click forget?
Mm-hmm. And you know your Wi-Fi password, right?
I do. I have to go get it. But now it's not even, okay, I hit forget.
Mm-hmm. And then I want you to turn on and off the Wi-Fi on the actual computer.
Okay, hold on one second, because I got to go get my password, because you're going to ask me to get that. So hold on, let me get it. Okay, so now you want me to go to my Wi-Fi settings, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're going to turn Wi-Fi on and off, correct?
Okay, off. And then turn it back on. Okay, I turned it back on. Do you want me to hit show available networks now?
Yes, please.
Please be there. Nope, not there.
Still not there. So weird. What brand PC is this? Is it HP?
I'm sorry.
What brand?
It's a
Dell. Dell.
It's a Dell.
I don't even see it even making an attempt to try and connect to this network. Is so peculiar.
Even now that I, the other way at least I could find it, but now I can't see it at all.
Yeah, I mean when it's there in that where we went before, that just means it's a saved network. So even then, you still weren't really finding it. It was just a saved network, like your computer remembered that it was there.
Right.
So like even if you were to go and click that, it wouldn't even allow you to connect, as we've seen before. Give me a second here. And no other device is having issues at all, right? Like, are you okay with any other device unable to connect?
Like I said, every other device that's on Wi-Fi in my house is working except my computer. Because Matt was able to when he was, he looked up everything, you know what I mean? Everything was there.
All right. Go into that same search bar at the bottom taskbar again.
Yeah.
And type in updates.
Okay, hold on. Okay. And where do I go from there? It says check for system updates.
Yeah, check for, so click that.
Well, it's not. It can't connect. It can't because there's. I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi, right? Well, sometimes
you need Wi-Fi to.
Well, sometimes sometimes they get stored in the cache and you're able to check and see if there was any there from before, like when it did have connection. I was just trying to see if maybe there was some that were already in there that didn't get downloaded. That could probably be the issue. But even then, do you have a Ethernet cable? You're not able to see if it can even connect that way?
Like I said, it can connect to my... Oh, if I turn on my DSL, this computer will connect. It says... What's it say? Your device is missing important security and quality fixes. Connect to Spectrum 97, which... Oh, that was my mother's, so that's... I have no idea what that says. Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah, I can't get any updates because I'm not connected to any internet.
Yeah.
Now I can turn on my DSL because I was about to disconnect it, but then I can't use this computer and I need to use this computer when I'm home. But when I turn it on, it shows the network and does everything fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. It's just weird that it's not seeing the other one for some reason. It's so strange. I can try a reboot on my side and see if that helps. See if that allows it to start seeing the network.
What do you mean?
I can reboot your router from here.
Okay. But that wouldn't make any sense though, would it?
Sometimes it can actually help the computer to see it, and it happens sometimes that the computer just can't see that actual router for whatever reason, whatever internal reason that computer is not recognizing the connection.
Okay. All right. Well, let it rip.
Do that right now. I'll let you know when it's back on. Just rebooting right now as we speak.
Okay. Okay, so now did it reboot?
Still rebooting on my...
Now it's not... Oh, okay. I was going to say, because now it's not even showing up on my phone.
Yeah, it's still rebooting on mine. It hasn't fully come back yet.
Okay, there it is there.
Mm-hmm.
Please be there. Please be there. Nope.
Still not there.
Uh-uh.
It's showing on every other device. It might just be that Wi-Fi card in the actual computer.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Why would it connect to the to the DSL and not to Wi-Fi? Okay, hold on. It says this computer is manually. Hold on, that shouldn't matter. Let's get off there. Available networks. Yep, nope, not showing up. Which makes no sense. Which is why I called Matt.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense because if it connects on every other device, it should be able to connect the computer like no problem, like nothing.
So now what do? Because one of the reasons I switched was to get this, you know, up and running, like I said. And now the other network is now gone from my computer, so I can't even click on that.
Which other network? Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah, because now I told it to be gone. Hold on. I just added it back in just to see if it would show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You put in like
the name. Yeah, but that didn't do anything.
Must be that Wi-Fi card. It can't really be anything else unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, but then it shouldn't connect to any Wi-Fi, and it does.
That's the funny thing about Wi-Fi cards. So they can still connect sometimes here and there to designated connections sometimes, but that's the problem when it's
turned off. I can tell you, I bring this computer to my mother's, it connects just fine. I bring it home, it connects just fine. I now have fiber, it doesn't connect. So how can it do, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, Wi-Fi connection is still the same. It's not like it changes because you're on fiber. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same
right.
type.
Well, that's what I'm saying is if it sees it at other networks when I travel with this computer, why wouldn't it see the fiber? You know what I mean? It shouldn't work anywhere if that's the issue, is I guess my point.
That's why I was explaining how Wi-Fi cards work, because not necessarily that it shouldn't work anywhere. That's the funny thing about Wi-Fi cards and, you know, internet devices in general. Like my phone, when it was starting to malfunction, when the Wi-Fi portion of it was starting to go, I couldn't connect to Wi-Fi. I could still get 5G, but then I go home, I can connect to my Wi-Fi. I just couldn't connect anywhere else. But that was like the first sign of it starting to go. Then I had to actually take my phone in and get a new phone altogether. That was like an extreme case, though. Like my phone was completely fried at the end of the day, but. That's just an example of, like, you know, it's a similar situation, right? And the what it boiled down to was just the Wi-Fi card was starting to go. It was starting to malfunction, not able to connect to certain connections for some reason. Maybe because it was too much congestion on the network itself, or maybe there's too much other devices that are also trying to connect to that same device.
I only have five devices.
No, I'm not saying that's a situation for you. I'm just listening. What, like, you know, in general, what could be?
Well, I need to get this fixed. So I guess I'm looking to you guys for suggestions, which is why he had you call me.
Yeah. So I was just, you know, because that was just for education purposes, what I was telling you. But only other real option would be to bring that computer in, like your closest, like whatever.
What do you mean? Oh, like, bring it to a computer shop?
Yeah, to see it. Like,
yeah, well, I was, yeah, but I, so, yeah, but that's, like I said, if I can bring this to work and I can bring it to my mother's and I can have it work on my DSL, I can't say that it's the card. It would have issues across the board. I'm not looking to spend more money. I don't think it's the Wi-Fi card.
I mean, Wi-Fi card checks are usually free. That's why I suggested it. I mean, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. I'm just saying.
Well, no. Well, we don't have a Dell store here, so it's not like I can bring it this. You know what I mean? I didn't get.
No. It doesn't have to be this. Dell. It could be like, you know, like Geek Squad, like, you know, any one of those, like Best Buy. I know Walmart has one still. I know Walmart in my area.
Well, we don't have a Best Buy here. Right. We don't have a Best Buy. So that's the thing. It's like, how do I? And they're not going to give it to me for free anyway if I didn't buy the computer from them. That's what I'm saying is, when you say it's free, I don't know how that can be free.
Because they're not going to, like, they'll just see if, you know, they'll ask people to physically check. Because I can't check if your Wi-Fi card is not working. Other parts of the computer aren't working from here, right? Because everything else connects. So it can't be the router, right? You can automatically.
No, that's what I'm saying is, but that's the question is that if it connects in three other locations I can bring my computer to and I have, why wouldn't it work here? I feel. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't, if it's having trouble connecting, it would have trouble connecting anywhere.
That's what I was trying to explain to you. Like, that's not necessarily true. Right? Because I just gave an example on my phone, but that wasn't true. You see what I'm saying? Like,
did it work everywhere else?
It worked everywhere else but my house. And then when I brought it to Apple, I have an iPhone. In that case, I had an iPhone. I flip flop between iPhone and Samsung, but I had an iPhone at the time. I brought it to Apple, and it was the Wi-Fi card trying to go. It just wasn't allowing me to connect to certain connections. I couldn't connect to Wi-Fi in the Apple store, but I could connect anywhere else. I couldn't connect at home. Couldn't connect to Apple Store, but I can connect everywhere else. So it was like there was only two places where I really couldn't connect. But everywhere else, I was fine. Absolutely fine. Like, not a single thing would happen.
All right, I'll have to call somebody else then. All right. Okay. That doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not a computer person, so, but I'll see what I can do. Because I need Wi-Fi. I need my computer to work at my house.
No, I definitely understand that. But, I mean, like I said, you look at all the things on our end that we could really look at in terms of, like, you know, can the router connect to other devices? It can.
Can you see that everything is connected in my house right now?
Let me refresh. Yeah, I can see everything else. I can see.
There should be three phones.
I see an iPad. I see one,
thermostat.
Two.
Yep.
Three phones.
Yep. Two TVs.
Sensei thermostat, Roku Express, and another Roku TV. Yeah, all those are connected.
All right. So everything's up. All right. I'll have to figure this out. Okay.
I apologize.
No worries. I'll figure it out. I'll let you know what happens. How's that?
That sounds good.
Wi-Fi card.
All right.
But I'll we're gonna go from there. All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Alex. All right. Bye.
Bye.